Director Green?
Yes.
Director Zara?
Yes.
Director Brandman?
Here.
Director Sheldon?
Here.
Director Yeo?
Here.
Director Ha?
Here.
Director Rowe?
Here.
Director Nguyen? Director Bilodeau? Director Sarmiento?
Here.
You do have a quorum of your committee.
Okay, do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
Morning.
I didn't hear.
There are none.
Okay. Do we have any visitors who would like to speak? I don't see anybody. Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. Do we have a motion?
Motion from Yeo for approval.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from Director Yeo, a second from Director Zara.
Okay, roll call, Director Green?
Yes.
Director Zara?
Yes.
Director Brandman?
Aye.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay. Moving on to state.
Good morning, Madam Chair. It's Jason Gonsalves.
Morning.
I will start off with a brief recap. The good news is the legislature has adjourned the 2020 legislative session as of about 1:30 a.m. on this past Tuesday morning. They will be back in January. They'll come back for an organization session in December after the election, but they're technically back in January. But the COVID truncated session was one for the record books, I guess, as 2020 has been. They began the year with 2,390 bills introduced. After the unexpected COVID recesses and members being told to tailor their bill packages down, it was narrowed to about 800 bills, of which only 406 were enrolled to the governor. So the governor typically would have 1,500 plus or minus bills to deal with between now and September 30th. He has 406 plus or minus to take action on between now and September 30th. The COVID session impacted particularly the Senate. There was a Senate Republican that had tested positive for COVID-19. That resulted in the entire Senate Republican caucus, with the exception of Senator Nielsen, participating the last week via Zoom from their residences in Sacramento, created quite a bit of controversy beyond the technology, just not being in the chambers. The decorum was lost, to say the least, which resulted in both houses running out of time for some major policy legislation, particularly on housing, public safety reform. They didn't even bring the bills up in many cases because they weren't able to get them back to the other house. So without going on about it, they will be back in January. Hopefully, 2021 looks a lot better than 2020 has thus far. And the long and short of it is, from 2,390 bills, there were 406 that went to this governor, and one of which is an Orange County Water District sponsored bill that I think is a good segue over to Don and Jason, unless you have any questions. So I will stop there.
Okay, thank you. I don't see any questions. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, everyone. And Jason, yeah, thank you for teeing us up really nicely for that one. So yeah, as Jason said, one of the 406 bills that were enrolled and sent to the governor was OCWD's sponsored bill, AB 2560, related to the process for setting a notification or response level. We've talked to you throughout the year about what's in this bill, and so out of respect for your time, we'll just quickly kind of report how things have shaken out in the last few weeks of session. We're really pleased to report that it passed out of the Senate and out of the Assembly without any no votes. We were kind of pesky to the author and others involved to kind of get that done a few days early, and we're actually glad that we were. I mean, we couldn't have anticipated how badly it was going to go the last night of session, but it was a bit of a relief to know that OCWD's bill wasn't caught up in any of that. In terms of where things sit, you know, in the governor's office, you know, obviously at the beginning of the year, we acknowledged to you that, you know, the governor's office and his ability to veto a bill is kind of where the State Water Resources Control Board can, you know, exercise the most control over legislation that it does not like by requesting a veto from the governor. But we think we've put our best foot forward in really mitigating that threat. I mean, throughout the year, as you all know, we worked with your staff and have taken a handful of amendments that, you know, really have whittled away any potential substantive argument the Water Board could even make against the bill. And obviously still, you know, confirming and working with your staff to ensure that the bill has value to Orange County Water District. So at the end of the day, the bill that's sitting on the governor's desk has, you know, obviously support from, you know, the water community, not just Orange County Water District, co-sponsored by the Municipal Utilities Association. Your staff has already been actively working, getting people to turn in requests for signatures. We have, you know, support from the environmental community as well, as you know. And again, you know, we have really taken away any potential argument the Water Board can make, and in fact have worked with our author, Dr. Quirk's office, to, you know, apply pressure to the board to, you know, so that they provide a favorable analysis of the bill potentially when it's on the governor's desk. But it will certainly at least not be negative, because again, we have removed any potential argument they would have against it. And so, you know, the governor has until the end of this month to take action on these bills, including AB 2560. So we will keep, obviously, you apprised through your staff of any further developments and are happy to answer questions.
I don't see any questions.
Madam Chair, I have just a quick question.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone, for all the work that you've done so far for this year, first of all. Just a question on this bill. Do we know an anticipated sort of timeline for the governor's signature?
This is going to sound like a wishy-washy answer, but it's the God's honest truth. You know, the governor really gets to set his own agenda for those kinds of things. You know, and he, you know, it's historically they tend to kind of take bills up in batches in terms of subject matter, but, you know, they don't really tip the hand often in terms of when that's going to be coming, especially for, you know, bills that are not major priorities of the governor. So the important thing to do is to make sure that you have proactively done your outreach, proactively put in your letters requesting a signature, and got other stakeholders to do the same. And that's exactly what's happened. So we'll have to kind of wait and see on the timeline.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't see any other, I don't see any hands up, but I want to thank you all too for all the work that you've done and your negotiating skills. And I want to thank Alicia for getting all the letters. I've seen all of them coming, going out. So I think this has been a really successful, I think this whole process has been very successful. I hope in the end everything's all right. I think I just saw a hand. Yes, Mike? Mike?
I'm sorry, I had myself muted.
Right.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would also like to give special thanks to Jason Dadakis. Jason really worked hard with the consultants to come up with the amendments and the language in the amendments and make sure that the district was protected as far as what we wanted out of the bill. So Jason was really instrumental in making sure that we came up was something that all parties could agree to. Thank you.
Thank you. I did miss him. Thank you very much. Okay, shall we move on? I don't see any action items. Shall we move on to the federal?
All right. Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I too will be brief because Alicia said you have a busy schedule today. So, and Eric is not on the call this morning, so I'll take the whole report, and hopefully if there are any questions, I can answer them. With regard to the congressional schedule, the annual August recess is now coming to an end, and Congress will come back into session, albeit virtually for much of it, starting next week. And 4 weeks from today is the start of the new federal fiscal year on October 1st. As usual, the appropriations bills have not been enacted, so there will be a continuing resolution to cover the first weeks or months of the new fiscal year, probably lasting through the elections. And the thinking is that the continuing resolution will be a vehicle for the next COVID relief legislation. As you know, the HEROES Act, which passed the House a couple of months ago now, has $3 trillion in new spending. And that figure is unacceptable to the Trump administration and the Senate Republicans. The administration has suggested a cap of $1 trillion. The House Democratic leadership has compromised at $2.2 trillion, but that is still unacceptable to the Republicans because the compromise is achieved simply by shortening the period during which the funds could be spent rather than actually cutting the amount of spending. From a parochial standpoint, the Democrats have proposed $900 billion in relief programs for state and local government agencies to backfill various programs and make up for lost tax revenue and increase local spending to combat the pandemic. That said, politics, of course, does come into play as there are 35 Senate seats up for election this year, 23 Republican and 12 Democratic. So several vulnerable Republican senators are eager to have a new generous COVID bill enacted before the end of the month. As you no doubt have heard, the Environmental Protection Agency this week listed the North Basin site as a Superfund site. That is, it goes on the national priorities list for cleanup. So after working for 2+ years with EPA in Washington, that is a notable achievement. With regard to the Water Resources Development Act, September is not likely to see final action on a water resources bill, as the legislation must first come to the Senate floor for a vote. It has passed the House, but not the Senate. The legislation is not controversial, and this is one of the few bills which traditionally enjoys bipartisan support. So it should pass easily and then go to conference with the House passed version, but that is unlikely until November or December as well. And as we've said before, we'll see whether or not the Chief of Engineers report on the Prado Basin project has been finalized before the bill goes to conference, and whether there's a chance to include it in the final version. If not, the district can proceed. Once the report is issued, the district can proceed with working with the Corps on a new memorandum of understanding to revise the operation of the water conservation program at Prado Dam. And finally, just let me mention that I have had a couple of virtual meetings this past month with Representative Lowenthal and Representative Correa, together with other Washington representatives. They've gathered together groups of 8, 10, 12 people to just discuss what the important issues are. I let both of them know of the virtual briefings that OCWD has conducted already with Congressman Ruta and Congressman Cisneros on the major issues of concern at the federal level. Both Congressman Correa and Lowenthal are eager to make themselves available this fall to the OCWD board and staff for briefings on issues such as PFAS and WERDA and the State Revolving Loan Fund and other issues, federal issues of important skills. So I'll stop there this morning in the interest of time. If any questions, I'll try to answer them.
Okay, thank you. I don't see any hands.
Kathy, this is Kelly Rowe. I have a question.
Okay.
Jim, what's the scuttlebutt or the point at this time about the federal government bailing out the states?
Well, that is an issue of contention. I think that there is a recognition that there is a need for some funding, federal funding, to the states. The question is the dollar amount. The speaker and Senate Democrats have proposed upwards of $900 billion. The Republicans, particularly in the Senate, think that, and the Trump administration, think that that's not really a doable number. So I would assume that there will be some bailout, but I wouldn't predict what that final figure is going to be.
Okay. Do we have any other questions or comments? I don't see any hands. Thank you very much, Jim. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Let's move on to the public affairs outreach.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Gina Ayala will be giving this report to the committee.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning. In the interest of time, I'll keep it very brief. Everything is contained in the report. Three things that I want to highlight briefly. On Monday, the Orange County Water Summit Ad Hoc Committee met, so we have begun to work on hopefully brainstorming to design a cutting edge program for 2021. And again, that date will be June 4th. So we'll keep this committee apprised as we do some work. We are still in the beginning stages, but just brainstorming sessions and a possible program and speakers. The other thing I wanted to mention is that our OCWD webinars have gone quite well. The last one, the GWRS, was attended by about 125 people. So our next one is at the end of this month on September 29, and it is highlighting OCWD's underground work, the seawater barrier. So John Bonsangu is helping us to create a really dynamic session for that one. And finally, just wanted to mention that we did work with IS to redesign the homepage at Mike's request. So hopefully when you go there, you'll see that things are different, but things are much easier to find, hopefully. And that concludes my report. Thank you, Director Green.
Okay, I don't see any hands raised. Okay.
Kathy.
Yes.
I went to the homepage last night and I was pleasantly surprised and liked the improved look and ease of accessing the agenda on that homepage. So I appreciate it.
Nice. Okay.
I've always wanted like a, where's the quickest button to get to the agenda on that? I think now it's one of a half dozen or so that pop up. So that's great. Thank you.
Good. Okay. Stacy Lynn Taylor.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee, and staff. I too want to commend you for the website refresh. Very easy to find the meeting agendas. So it looks wonderful. Good job, staff. And also, I meant to raise my hand earlier to also commend Alicia for all the great work she's done on 2560. This legislative session was not easy, and that was a heavy lift, and that required a lot of work. So good job all around OC Water District. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I don't see, I guess we can put everything on the consent calendar, although we didn't really have any action items. Do we have any directors' announcements or reports?
Well, this is Kelly Rowe. Yeah. I have just a comment. I understand that Mike or Vince is going to be meeting with the EPA administrator today, and I think that's great. I think it'd be nice if you could include the assistance of people from EPA on all of our other issues to the administrator to give them some credit and to let them know that we're really connected with EPA. if you could. I know time is short, but I think that would be important for us, because the next person who's helping us may be the next EPA administrator or assistant administrator. Thanks.
Okay. Dana, Director Nguyen?
Yeah, this is Dana. I just want to let everyone know there's an echo, like a 5-second delay echo.
Huh. Okay, I don't hear that. Okay, any other? I don't see any other hands. So moving on to the general manager.
The only thing I'd like to report is that, as Director Rowe pointed out, the administrator of the EPA, Andrew Wheeler, will be coming out for a visit this morning. He will be arriving at 9:30 and not 10 o'clock. So anyway, he'll be here for a tour and then make a statement, primarily having to do with the WIFIA program. Evidently, he was down in San Diego yesterday. The San Diego Pure Water Project is receiving a WIFIA loan. So it kind of sounds like that's what he'll be wanting to talk about. But as Director Rowe pointed out, and I think Jim in his report, we do have a number of issues with EPA, not only the WIFIA, the SRF program, the North Basin listing, all of those. So we'll have an opportunity to speak to him and to thank him as well for the listing, and hopefully they'll be able to move along expeditiously in performing the cleanup of North Basin. So we'll make sure that we get all those talking points to them as well.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't see any other hands, so we're adjourned. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.